Questions of consent have been raised once again in the Grace Mullane case as it returned to court today. Ms. Mullane was on a worldwide OE when she was strangled on the eve of her 22nd birthday by a man she met on Tinder who buried her in the Waitakere Ranges. Her 28-year-old killer was found guilty of murder after trial last year. Our court reporter Annika Smith filed this story, and just a note to listeners that her report contains details that won't be appropriate for younger listeners.
Today, the man found guilty of murdering British backpacker Grace Mullane appealed his conviction and life sentence in the Court of Appeal. His new lawyer, Rachel Reid QC, began by saying the appeal didn't justify what happened to Ms. Mullane during her time in Aotearoa.
It does not in any way seek to condone or excuse the actions of the appellant after Ms. Mullane's death. I cannot and will not do so, as they are inexcusable. But this appeal is about whether the trial process miscarried. And of course, every person before this court and any court is entitled to and has the right to a fair trial.
Much of what is known about the man's actions after Ms. Mullane's death stems from CCTV footage of his movements around Auckland CBD. He cleaned his apartment, contorted Ms. Mullane's body into a suitcase, and then buried it in the Waitakere Ranges before going on another Tinder date in Ponsonby. The man also took explicit photographs of her naked body, searching for and watching pornography as she lay dead in his room. Ms. Reid said while this was distasteful, it didn't mean he murdered her.
He may have used such searches as a distasteful distraction from the reality of Ms. Mullane's death.
Whether Ms. Mullane consented to being strangled and at what point she may have withdrawn consent was a central issue at trial. Experts from both camps agreed it would take at least 90 seconds, most likely longer, to kill someone by strangulation and that they would pass out at some point during this period. By law, no one can consent if they're unconscious. The jury's verdict in the Mullane case meant they found the man recklessly murdered her by continuing to strangle her after she passed out. However, Ms. Reid told the Court of Appeal it wasn't that simple.
Withdrawal of consent had to have occurred on her loss of consciousness. The question then becomes whether the appellant continued to have an honest belief in consent. That is a crucial live issue in my submission, and a live issue that the jury were not able to engage in on the question trail as it sat on reckless intent.
Justice Koch interrupted Ms. Reid at one point to query her citation of an international case that found people can consent to extreme sexual practices.
Consent shouldn't be removed just because someone has died. There may be circumstances where there are accidental deaths, and the key is working out when there is an accidental death and when there is a murder.
But that's the difficulty with this argument, because while one respects the autonomy of people to do what they want in their own bedrooms, a point comes where public policy says what is being done here is so dangerous, so risky, that it should not be permitted.
Crown Solicitor for Auckland, Brian Dickey, said there was no suggestion Ms. Mullane could have consented to what killed her at trial. He said the scientific evidence laid bare the sheer force required to kill somebody by strangulation and told the judges it was not a case of rough sex gone wrong.
If this was for her sexual pleasure, it would have been very clear she wasn't enjoying it.
The man sat hunched in a prison booth on a large television screen, ducking his head down to take the occasional note. His father sat with a small group of supporters in the public gallery. Ms. Mullane's family weren't in court, but police officers Scott Baird and Greg Brand, who continue to work closely with them, were present. The Court of Appeal has reserved its decision. For Checkpoint, this is Annika Smith.